Well, it was fourth and two. You know, we went empty pressure against them, and Tony, you know, checked it and went to the, you know, the one-on-one, you know, matchup between Dez and Sam Shields over there on their boundary. And, you know, excellent throw and really a phenomenal catch to get himself in position to make that catch. But by rule, and you could see it on the Jumbotrons. Our Jumbotrons are incredible. So it gave you a good picture, and I had plenty of time to look at it. I think I saw it three times before I, you know, challenged through the challenge flag. So, you know, I just felt that, you know, when Dez caught the ball and when the ball hit the ground, you know, he didn't complete the catch, and I, you know, obviously from what I saw, I thought they made the right call.
Huge. I mean, obviously, at that point in the game, we have a chance to close it out, and you know, it was a huge play, and you know, it was big for us moving forward.
A-Rod knew it from Jump Street, so that kind of took some of the suspense out of it. But, you know, just it was a big play. You know, I mean, if they would have caught it, then the situation would have been different. But it gave us a chance to be able to run the clock out.
Usually the one leading the clamor. But I was actually on the other end of the field, and I'm glad that there was enough guys. Maybe John was over there. Kuhn usually is one of the loudest guys on the sidelines calling for holding and whatnot. So I'm sure he was yelling, challenge. Anybody who knows, local people know that Mike has a wonderful Cellcom commercial where he says the word challenge a lot. So we're glad that he did what he does in the commercials.
I mean, some people probably think throwing a red flag's a lot of fun. I mean, it's not all it's cut out to be, I can tell you that. So, I mean, I had lost the challenge earlier. But, you know, based on the time of the game, you know, it was my immediate reaction, but you know, that was such an impactful play. I mean, you have to challenge that. So.
Well, I mean, everybody knows the Calvin Johnson rule. You know, I remember watching the film of that game and saying, "How in the heck is that not a catch?" But you know, it's been a few years now since then, and you know, you have to control the ball all the way to the ground. So when I saw the replay, I was confident right away it'd be an incomplete pass.
Well, I think there was, you know, 4 or 5 minutes left on the game clock, so you didn't want to get too overexcited. We knew they were going to get another chance. You know, if they were able to stop our offense, but fortunately that wasn't the case. So, excuse me, real, you know, those are the plays you need to make, especially at this time of the year. You win and move on.